Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC, and it's time for our normal market recap, whatever normal is, with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets every Friday morning. And Roy, we're going to get right to it here. A considerable amount of weakness that we've witnessed in the grains this week, huh?
It has been. This time of year, we normally expect a little bit of a rally ahead of the September crop report, which is next week. We sure haven't had more than about one day up at a time in this either corn or soybean market, and I guess that reflects a attitude that most people think we're going to have a big crop, and I couldn't argue with that. I just was out doing some shredding here earlier today, and boy, the crops look good. Corn is starting to ripen. The beans are still green and ready to absorb that next rain we get, I guess.
Yeah, you were telling me about September 10th as kind of a key day, and of course that that takes place next week. What is the significance of that day? What does that mean for our marketing plan?
Well, it means a couple things. First of all, it's going to be another chance for the government to put numbers out there. The numbers that they put out in August were actually a little friendly, but it didn't seem to push the market up any. And psychologically, you know, farmers look at this corn crop that's coming along here and saying, wow, it's going to be a big crop, and therefore the price goes down. And the crop report just reinforces that. A lot of times there'll be a little bit of a frost scare or some kind of a dry weather scare or something right ahead of that crop report. This time it looks like we're just going to keep going down into the report, and then in the following week, maybe probably even lower. I don't know.
Yeah. So what's the next significant date after that? Would that be the long-term harvest low then, Roy?
That's a long-term harvest low, and you know, whatever you don't get sold here before the 10th of September, you need to look at storing at least short-term through that harvest low, especially for soybeans. Now, corn depends a little on the weather and a little on the maturity and everything, and that harvest low is not always right on the 2nd of September, but about 3 years out of four it is, and that means you want to, I guess, lock the bin doors and put it away and keep it in good condition and hope that dead cat bounces a big one this year.
Well, I've been hearing that there's been a widening of the basis in soybeans, so maybe we should talk about long-term harvest basis and how that's shaping up this year, Roy.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the basis on soybeans has been, if not positive, pretty close to positive here for all the last couple of months, and that's a sign that there is demand. And we saw yesterday in the grain market news that China bought a big order of soybeans, and also unknown destinations. So it's not that there's no hope, but for right now, we're probably going to have to delay those sales and get the basis coming back in our direction, and then we'll think about selling something on that dead cat bounce in another 6 weeks or so.
Any quick comments on corn, what things are kind of shaping up new crop-wise there?
Well, as I said, I guess the thing with corn is that usually the events come a little later in the year. So if we get the harvest time low in beans the 2nd of October, it might be the 2nd of November before the harvest low in corn materializes. So you don't want to get in a big hurry, but the other side of that is if you got something sold, pat yourself on the back and go to town and get a good steak tonight because you did something pretty good.
All right, very good. Interesting perspective. For folks that would like more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right, very good. I'd just go get a steak anyway. Thanks for the information. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks again.
All right, we've been visiting with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.